It is time now for date night, joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar, who is trying to screw me up by being on a different microphone this morning. Hello.
Hi, and good morning. I can tell I screwed you up because you did not say, as always.
Because it's not as always. You're on a different microphone.
But I'm, as always, your husband, Brad Bednar.
Yes.
We're going to talk in the next, like, 8 to 10 minutes about what, like, the bounds of marriage are.
Really? That's what date night's going to be this week?
No. In 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, in 8 to 10 minutes.
Not for the next.
Look,
eight
I
to
got
ten
a
minutes.
Lot to do. You know, I would love to have that conversation. We got the impossible quiz to do. I got to do traffic and weather. The
right,
good
listen.
People of Chapel Hill Carbro need to be informed about the news of the day.
I just want to let everybody know the answer to the impossible quiz this week is Athens. So just go for that. Call Aaron. Get your gift card. Or lose because I don't know what the quiz is because Victor and I aren't that close.
Yeah. Well, Victor doesn't come up with a question. That's all me now.
Quit taking credit from Victor.
I took the quiz from Victor. I usurped him long
Listen,
ago.
I just assume that he makes the the quizzes and the questions and hands them to you because of the two of you, he seems the quizziest.
He is kind of he was the person who hosted a quiz show once a week for a while pre-pandemic.
See? Yeah, and how many quiz shows have you hosted?
None recurring,
See, there you
but
go.
Many
right.
non-recurring
yeah.
shows. I literally
yeah,
just did a quiz
yeah,
show
sure,
for the Chapel
sure
Hill Library.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
It rained
you won.
Buckets. Yeah.
You got first place, or you got second place and took the first place prize.
This is not what date night's about, but we did the Chapel Hill Library's quiz at Franklin Motors. The people who were running it that weren't Aaron came up to the table next to us and said, you came so close, but you didn't win. It was pouring rain, and what they meant was you didn't win the funniest name competition. What they did not know was they won that round.
The actual round.
We were sitting next to you, if you're listening, and we happily took your prizes. I have a purple friendship bracelet now.
It's very nice.
And it's great. Yeah.
So this is date night. We recommend cool romantic activities and things to see and do in the community for folks who are looking for ideas. But this week, Brad
Ooh.
Wants to venture out of the area.
Yeah. So... As is our want, we want to impress people who come from out of town to see us.
Right.
And Aaron's best friend from high school and my best friend from a first trip up to Michigan, Jess, is in town.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Nice.
How are you?
Good.
Didn't know you'd have to talk today.
No, I didn't. But thank you.
There are a ton of places that we would love to take Jess, like, while she's here, but it's like, do I want to drive that far? And the answer should be yes, absolutely. So wanted to throw out like date night ideas that are worth the effort to get there.
Where's a place you have to drive like an hour plus to get
exactly.
to?
Exactly.
But it's still worth it yeah. to drive?
Yeah. Whole bunch of asterisks.
Asteroids.
There's a whole bunch of asteroids.
Asteroids.
On this. No, that's different.
It's not if you make it the same.
Anyway.
Language is what we make it.
Anyway, buyer beware. Anyway, buyer beware. We live in Durham. I'm going to throw out the first one. Drive out to Kinston, North Carolina. Go to the Chef and the Farmer. We've been there once or twice. We've been there twice. Had amazing tomato pie. Is a great place. But like, forget the great food. What you want is the Mother Earth Motor Lodge, which, relevant to all of my interests, is kind of like the Unscripted in Durham, but I think a little better. From the Google photos that I've looked up this week, it has a shuffleboard alley, like where you can go and play shuffleboard.
You do love shuffleboard.
I do. Also, one of the rooms has a comforter on it that looks like the wrapper on a push pop.
Okay.
All of those
like
red,
one of those
and
red
blue,
white,
and
blue,
like, vinaigrette, like the Venn diagrams with the like circles. Yeah.
Right.
It looks amazing. And that is my first suggestion. Go to Kinston, hang out, drink, eat, be merry, stay in a motor lodge.
To what extent does it matter for your Kinston trip that Chef and the Farmer is still closed for renovation and will not open back up again until the fall? Is this
0%.
Wait until the fall?
Yeah, no, don't wait until the fall. Go, shucks, we can't go to the Chef and the Farmer and then just have a great time at the Mother Earth or breweries and motor lodge right next to each other because That's my jam, and I think it's worth seeing.
All right. Or wait until the fall. Do Chef and the Farmer and Stay at Mother Earth.
Or just do both. Why
you
not?
Or both, yeah.
Support a small town in North Carolina.
Porque no los dos is cool. All right. So, cool. So, I have... this is not quite as far of a drive out, and actually, it's not nearly as far of a drive out for folks in Chapel Hill, uh-huh. but for us in, like... Central Durham, it's a bit more of a uh-huh. trek, so I think of it as being a trek, but still very much worth it. And I think for folks in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, even though Pittsboro is not terribly far away, it is far away enough uh-huh. that there is a little bit of a barrier to entry. Like, why would we drive all the way down to Pittsboro when you're passing by so many great places in Chapel Hill? So what is it in Pittsboro that's actually worth the trip? And there are several places
oh, yeah.
that are worth the trip, but the one that I know you know...
You have stolen my second answer.
Awesome.
Go for it.
It's called The Beagle. It
yep.
is a wonderful little dog-themed bar, restaurant, mostly restaurant, great bar program in downtown Pittsboro, like a stone's throw away from the traffic circle, so right there, and really friendly, small, accessible, like very much like just like the Pittsboro vibe. Like, it's super friendly, the food is great, the drinks are great, the people are great. Go there, it's fantastic.
I have a ton of opinions about this. One, Jess made a squee face when you said it's dog themed. I just want to throw
That's
out
true.
There that like it has a rotating theme, like in addition to like being dog adjacent.
Right.
Like, we went and it was the Shining theme.
Oh, the Shining!
Because
that's right.
It was around Halloween,
and they had all these like Shining themed drinks and appetizers, yeah. and yeah.
I never thought country ham washed bourbon would work, but they had a old fashioned like that had that in it, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Also, have not been to a town in a while where we walked back to the car and just like explored a bit, and we're like, oh, I want to eat there,
and
I want to eat there,
and there. Yep.
Also, have a bunch of bed and breakfasties that are very cute.
Bed and breakfast stories. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bed and boards.
So, love that. On the theme of we can stay somewhere and then just explore and want to eat at every restaurant you walk by, hike for us, even if you live there, maybe just do this, Hillsboro.
All right.
Go to Hillsboro. If it's a date night, stay at the Colonial Inn, like right downtown.
Right. It's a little bit of a departure from the you have to drive it. There are people,
okay,
our range
listen,
gets this far.
Okay, you know what? Move to Durham. Hang out with us, and then it's still worth driving
feels like
back
a,
to
feels
Hillsboro.
Feels like a trip, yeah.
Yeah. Like, we went, and, like, we stayed the night, well, because we were there for a wedding and wanted to have that full experience. But we just went back and had drinks and, like, stood on the patio, which was the most bopping place in Hillsboro.
At the Colonial Inn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
at the Colonial
it's great.
Inn. And then played the game of who do you think is going to get towed in the next, like, 15 minutes because they are parked in the middle of the street. And then within like a 5-minute walk, there are 15 great restaurants.
Yonder Nomad. Yonder's not a restaurant, but a bar, but a great bar.
Yeah.
Yonder Nomad, Antonia's.
You can eat
Wood
chocolate
Nickel.
For dinner, Wooden Nickel.
Yeah.
Radius. Like, yep. You can walk to an Uber and then drive a couple minutes to get to, you know, any of the other great places
Hillsboro
that are just
barbecue.
Right off the main drag. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it.
Anyway, that's my suggestions. If you live somewhere too close to these places to qualify for my prompt, move.
And that is date night / real estate hour on 97.9 The Hill. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.